Ready to go further or take your ambitions to the next level? It's time to commit to curiosity with a postgrad at UL. Whether you want to enhance your career opportunities or pivot to a new one, University of Limerick has a diverse range of full-time, part-time and short postgraduate programmes designed to set you up for success. Go further and commit to curiosity at ul.ie. That's ul.ie.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Man who found smooth Mars bar gets £2 compensation. A man who caused an online storm. Did you hear about this online storm?
No.
Get on to Alan O'Reilly there in Carlow Weather asking about this storm on the internet. A man who caused an online storm when he found a Mars bar without its signature ripple has received £2 in compensation. It's a signature ripple. Like a ripple is like a galaxy. Oh, jeez, I love a galaxy ripple. Haven't had a galaxy ripple in a while. Love a galaxy ripple. Now, it's a fancy twirl. I know exactly what you're saying, and there's only one ripple in a ripple. Do you know what? If galaxy topped the twirl and put two ripples in there, even shorten them a bit, put two of them in there.
Right.
Chef's kiss.
Love it. Would you take both a ripple and a twirl over a flake?
Right.
Yeah.
Is that just because the mess you get with a flake, is it?
It's not the mess, no. There's something about that. I like the smoothness on the outside.
So you would have been a fan of this particularly smooth Mars bar.
Have you seen it?
The Mars bar.
Have you seen...
Have you got photographic evidence?
There's a photo of a Mars bar. Basically, the man's name is Harry Seeger. His picture of the confectionery generated interest from thousands of members on the Dull Men's Club Facebook page. With one labelling it hideous. Oh my God, I'm in the Dull Men's
that
Facebook page.
That checks out, yep. That makes sense.
I'm in it, but I haven't seen it in ages. That's interesting. I wonder if I've been kicked off the group. Do you ever notice that? It's like, I'm in that group, but I haven't seen it in ages.
Do you have your notifications turned on?
Maybe my notifications aren't working. Anyway, do you want to see the photograph?
Yes, please.
Whoa.
That's very smooth.
I know, right?
Ah, no.
So basically, the ripple that they're saying isn't there is the ripple in the chocolate on the exterior, the upper exterior, the roof of the Mars bar, if you will. That little sort of like the little waves of chocolate that are sort of frozen in place there.
You'd only have around four or five of those on your typical Mars bar.
This is ripple free. There's no waves. There's no undulations of chocolatey goodness on the roof of the Mars bar. And can I tell you, it looks good.
I mean, it's still edible.
I'd like to try that.
Whenever I see these kinds of things about foods that come in the wrong shape or the wrong makeup, whatever else, I always think, has the person just fixed it? Has he melted the outside and sort of smoothed it over? Or did it really come like that? Questions need to be asked.
That's a very cynical view to take. The 34-year-old said that while Mars Wrigley UK would not give him a reason for the imperfection, group members said the bar had escaped being blown by air. It needs to be blown by air. Mars said, they released a statement. They said it had slipped through its production line and confirmed the swirl was being kept. So it was just an accident. It's not like the future of Mars bars. And they reimbursed him to the tune of £2. Guys, if you've seen this photograph, I'm telling you, I would like to try that.
Is that more attractive to you than the traditional swirly?
It's so smooth. It's a Mars bar, but it has chocolate on it. Mm. But the chocolate is completely smooth. Jeez, I'd love that. Oh yeah, imagine how smooth it would be going past your lips. Just smooth. Just close your eyes. Ireland, close your eyes. And imagine.
Open your mouth, Ireland. Open your mouth.
Open your mouth.
Yeah, close your eyes, open your mouth.
Ireland, close your eyes. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Put your hands down by your sides.
Open your mouth. And imagine the smooth texture of a Mars bar with no ripples. Nothing to obstruct the smooth gliding of the Mars bar into your mouth. Not too far. You need to bite at some point. Ireland, you need to bite at some point. I think I'd like to try that. Anyway, they give him £2 back. There's a news report, actually. It's gone around the world.
A British man is enjoying his internet moment after sharing his unique Mars bar. He opened his chocolate treat only to find it was missing its signature ripple. Outraged, he emailed Mars to find out what happened and was told the unusually smooth bar simply slipped through the production line. Mm. He's since received the equivalent of about $4 in compensation.
It was £2 he got in the end. That's the full story. Any freaky? Did you get it? Like, my position generally is, unless there's a rat in it,
you're eating it.
It's going in my mouth, and eyes open, eyes closed, it's sliding in there.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Any more of them? 0874-100-102. Do you ever send something back and get like loads of boxes? I think those days are gone. I think companies don't send out like a lifetime supply just because my mouth bar was smooth. 0874-100-102 for your voice notes. But this is the man in England. He got a Mars bar that was completely smooth. So at the top of it, there was no like little waves or little crests, like crests of chocolate. It was completely, absolutely flat and smooth. And I got to tell you, Ireland, I'd be excited about putting that in my mouth.
A British man is enjoying his internet moment after sharing his unique Mars bar. He opened his chocolate treat only to find it was missing its signature ripple. Outraged, he emailed Mars to find out what happened and was told the unusually smooth bar simply slipped through the production line. He's since received the equivalent of about $4 in compensation.
It was £2 he got. The Mars people got on and said, here, £2 for you.
But they're just Titan bars.
Hang on, this is John in Limerick. John, talk to me again. Sorry, love.
But they're just Titan bars.
Titan bars? A Titan bar?
Made by Aldi or Lidl.
Oh, this is the knockoffs, the Lidl or Aldi. So it's like a Mars bar, but it's their own brand version.
It's like a dupe.
Titan bars. I haven't tried them.
It's just Mars bar with smooth on top. Obviously.
I had no idea.
There's a spy in the Mars factory.
There's a spy inside the Mars the factory keeping an eye on proceedings.
I've had a Titan bar, yeah, they're not quite the same as a Mars. D is in Ross Gray. She says, I got a bag of almonds 2 years ago, Ray, and they had a ball of hair in them. I nearly gagged.
Oh, no.
Emailed a photo of it along with my complaint and never heard a word back from D. That's big nuts for you. They just won't get back to you, D.
My wife got in a brown bread once. She got a lump, like a few lumps of broken plastic.
That's dangerous.
Sharp plastic in a loaf once. And she wrote off to them. She took photographs and everything. I was laughing at her. But of course, we'd get young children at the time. Still laughing. It's still hilarious. Your wife taking photographs in outrage, taking photographs of the plastic. And they emailed back and said, sorry about that. And that was it.
Wow.
Crickets.
Cold.
that was it. Like, nothing back.
Thompson,
she was like, I'm going to be eating free brown bread for the rest of my life.
We've got it made.
They were like, sorry about that. You can keep the plastic.
Huh. Thompson Kildare says, I returned a bag of Tato that only had 10 crisps in it. Got an entire box of Tato back. I'm sick of
That's
eating
cool.
Tato now.
That's cool.
Careful what you wish for, Tom. Yeah, you can't have too much of a good thing.
Very cool. Just one box. Love a Tato. Oh my God, yeah. That's a result though. When you get like all you can eat type situation, brilliant. 0874-100-102. Andy's over there. Andy, talk to me.
Ray, JP.
Hi.
Recent holiday in the States, we bought some jeans and Levi's and brought them home, tried them on. One pair fitted, the other one didn't. So I got back in touch.
Hang on, you went all the way to America, bought jeans and didn't try them on before you left the shop? You brought them all the way home and only then you put them on? Andy, you should be barred from America. They should have your picture up in the embassy, like this melt. Don't let it.
Do you think there's a wall of melts in the US embassy photographs?
Yeah. That's the wall that Trump has been referring to all this time. Build a wall of melts.
One pair fitted, the other one didn't.
Right, Andy.
So I got back in touch.
Andy.
And
what?
Through the jigs and the rails, about 4 weeks later, we got three new pairs of jeans in the post.
Oh, for your own stupid fault. Wow. Not trying the jeans on before you left America. Andy, I'm sorry, but someone needs to say it to you. You got a cop on. 0874-100-102. And Caroline joins us this afternoon. Caroline?
Jesus, Ray, I'm going to have to stop for a Mars bar now.
Yeah, all this Mars bar chat we put in your head. This is not SponCon for Mars, for the Nestle Mars people worth it. It's just...
You're not in their pocket, Ray, are you?
I'm not in the pocket of big chocolate. While you're going in then, if you're stopping off, Caroline, would you get me a bag of Tato?
Oh, yeah.
It's in my head. Could you get me a big bag of fruit pastilles as well? I like sucking on a fruit pastel until all the crusty sugar comes off. Yes.
I'll suck a pastel.
And then I'll chew it. Do you want some Scots Clan while she's going in?
Oh my God, I will take some.
Yeah, JP wants some Scots Clan. And will you get me a loop the loop? And obviously the Mars bar for yourself. Thanks, Carla.
Ray Foley on Today FM.